It's possible, but I got to tell you, if all your listeners are saying, I've heard this program before, they got a right to be upset. This is crazy. The federal fiscal year was supposed to start October 1st. We're now virtually at March. Nothing can get passed, it seems, out of the House of Representatives. The remarkable thing is the Speaker keeps kowtowing to a series of these far-right members who are never going to vote for the budget in the first place. So the fact that he's only got a two-vote margin means he's going to have to get Democratic votes. We've got, of the four entities, the House Democrats, the Senate Republicans are all in agreement. And unfortunately, he is being held up by a group of extreme folks on the end. And those of us in the Washington area, obviously, we are more affected by a government shutdown than any other part of the country. And it's just the height of irresponsibility that we're still at this exact same situation again.
The latest report coming out this morning suggests that all these agencies could see their deadline sort of just pushed back between a week to 2 weeks long here come the month of March. Is that what you're hearing? What is the likelihood that something is going to get done to at least extend things another couple of weeks and figure out some way to keep negotiating?
Well, I think what's called the CR will probably be the path. But it's, again, the amount of money that we waste each time we go into a CR rather than a full funding, the amount of time that you think about folks like the air traffic controllers, they have to start a couple weeks before a potential shutdown, going through all these procedures. You have to prepare. You go by agency, and I'm sure there are federal workers and contractors across the region who can echo this if they're listening. I had a bill, not very popular on the Hill, but it was, I think, amongst most folks in the region that would get 90% approval, called the Stop Stupidity Act, so that every time if we had a government shutdown, the government would still get work and get functioning. The only people who wouldn't get paid would be Congress, their staff, the White House, and its staff.
Any final thoughts before we move along?
The final thought is the government shutdown is critical, but almost more important, we've got a historic decision and choice to make whether we're going to stand by our allies in Ukraine or allow Putin to be successful. Again, this is a situation where if the bill came to the floor in the House, it passed the Senate by 70 votes, it would get 300 votes in the House. Ukrainians have pushed back Russia for 2 years because Putin will not stop at Ukraine and may look to the Baltic states or Poland, which are NATO countries. That would be a disaster. I feel almost more important than the shutdown is making sure we get this Ukraine aid passed.